Good morning. We are talking with Emily Quam. You are a kindergarten teacher here in the Prairie du Chien School District. And talk a little bit about how long you have been in the Prairie du Chien School District.
I actually did some student teaching in the Prairie du Chien School District. And when I graduated from college, I came back. So I have been teaching here for 16 years now.
So you have only known the Prairie du Chien School District.
Yeah, aside from a little bit of subbing, yes, only Prairie du Chien School District.
Now, are you from the area?
I am. I grew up in Eastman, so I attended, I attended Eastman School, but yes, I did graduate from the high school.
All right, so you are an alum, obviously went off to college.
Yes.
What made you decide to come back to Prairie du Chien and, you know, live out your career in the Prairie du Chien School District?
Part of it was my family. My family is still here or nearby, and I like to stay close. But after student teaching, I absolutely loved BA Kennedy. It was just a great place to be, and I wanted my kids to go there when I had kids.
And obviously being an alum of Prairie du Chien, going off to college, when you got to college, did you feel like the Prairie du Chien School District had prepared you for college?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then you were kind of like, hey, I want to go back and be able to provide that same, you know, good experience for the next generation of kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So as a kindergarten teacher, talk just a little about what you love about your job.
Kindergarten is the best. It's a huge year of growth. They learn so much. It's such an important year. And they just love to be at school. They come in with this, but they want to be there. They love it. Lots of hugs, smiles all day long. And those aha moments, watching them so excited about what they're learning and all of their accomplishments that they're making. It's just a great feeling.
You know, you alluded to this a little bit before, that when you were student teaching, you realized that BA Kennedy was a special place. What is it that you think that makes BA Kennedy such a fun and special place?
It's just, the atmosphere is wonderful. It's like a great big family. I feel like I'm supported in my personal and my professional life just every day. I feel like if I need anything, someone in that building is there for me, no matter what that need is.
And is there anything that you feel like you have opportunities to present to these students, kind of within the Prairie du Chien School District that you think are unique?
We are able to provide support. We have a great instructional support team. So I feel we do a wonderful job of meeting students at their own level.
And I know a lot of teachers have echoed that, is that you don't kind of have like these benchmarks set, is you meet the student where they are and kind of accommodate towards them instead of the other way around.
Yes. Yep. So we, in our small groups, we do regular testing to make sure that we're teaching them at their level, and they're grouped with kiddos that are in the same level as them, and then our instructional support steps in as needed. We also are very lucky to have teaching assistants in our room, which helps keep those groups running smoothly and just helps make sure that we can meet them at their own level. We don't have to put kids in mixed groups because we have that support in our classroom.
And as an educator, you know, obviously I'm just a radio DJ, but as an educator, I would think that it's highly advantageous to the student to be in groups, small groups with kids at kind of their level, like we're talking about meeting them at their level, rather than just having a big group setting where, you know, you might have three or four kids that are leaps and bounds ahead, five or six kids that are kind of in the middle, another five or six that are maybe a little bit behind that, and then, you know, some of those that are maybe struggling with the concept. The difference as an educator and being able to group off versus trying to educate on a topic as a large group, I would assume is very different for you.
Correct. Yeah. Basically, if we don't have the support and we can't provide at their level, some of them will just get lost. It's either too easy and they're kind of bored, or it's too difficult. And so it's hard to stay focused if you're not understanding. So being able to group them at their level, it keeps them on task and it ensures that they're moving at their pace up to get caught up to what they need to be.
And I know, obviously, again, I'm not in the classroom. And so I know you have support staff. And with the referendum, one of the things that could be cut is support staff. And I've kind of equated this to like a birthday party. You know, say you have three kids at home and you have a birthday party and now you have seven kids in your home. You're probably asking for extra help from either your spouse, significant other, maybe a grandparent, maybe a friend, right?
Oh, absolutely. Or
if you suddenly have seven kids, you're not keeping them very long, and you know how quickly things can go off the rails. So as an educator, just talk a little bit about the importance of the support staff in your room on a daily basis.
So I have Mrs. Stout for reading groups in the morning, where it's one of our times when we break out to do that leveled. I have 18 kids in my class. So if it were me on my own, I would not be able to split them into groups because I wouldn't be able to help them each at their own level. It would mean everybody is instructed at one level. I would never be able to take 18 kids and split them into groups and do that. The same in the afternoon, I get Mrs. Stout again to run our small math groups. And that, again, is that leveled time when you're grouped with your peers that are at the same level as you. Again, without support in my room, I mean, there's just no possible way I would be able to reach them at their level.
And of course, I want any parent that's listening, just try and imagine, you know, your life at home and take that by 18, you know, trying to maintain 18 children. Yeah. I can't fathom it. So, you know, that instructional staff, you know, the support staff working together, it's all what's best for the student.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, the Prairie du Chien School District is up for a referendum on April 1st. For more information on the upcoming vote, you can get that information on the Prairie du Chien School District's website.